This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. This message entitled Forgiveness was delivered on March 17th, 2019. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Even if you have a cold, you still sing way better than me. Shoot. If I could sing like that regular, I would. Awesome. Thank you, Kahea. And you know what? You can sing as often as you want to because it's just so beautiful. Thank you, Frank. Good morning, New Hope.
Good morning.
You know, I woke up Friday morning and the sun was out. I was like, oh, it's such a beautiful day. And I was kind of feeling under the weather. I think Thursday night, I was just bent over in the fetal position. I was timing it every 2 minutes. It's like when pain right here. It's like, man, I cannot be pregnant, man. That's nothing. But I think, I wonder if that's the pain that women go through. Because every 2 minutes, man, I just was bent over. Like, and my wife was doing the best she can. You want to go to the emergency room? No, I just got to get through. I don't know, something I ate or what. But so it's Friday morning, beautiful day. I wake up and like, oh, man. And I was just kind of feeling weak, but it was a beautiful day, even if I was weak. And then Saturday, get up, another beautiful day. And then this morning, three in a row. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Man, it's just a blessing to be living in paradise. Well, today is March 17th, even in the middle of March already. Yeah, it's like kind of fast, yeah? I think we missed some days, but it's St. Patrick's Day. And for those of you who are colorblind, this is green, okay? I don't care what you say, this is green. And if you want to pinch me afterwards, go ahead, but hey, according to me and my wife, this is green. You may not say so, but I'm the pastor, so it is green. Oh, that's bad. They're pulling them. So, today we're talking about forgiveness. And what does St. Patrick's Day have to do with forgiveness? And we're going to find out this morning. You know, St. Patrick's Day, one of the most celebrated saints to this day. I mean, we don't celebrate the New Orleans saints. Of course not, right? Yeah. There's no holiday for St. Peter or St. John. Right? I mean, you should have been. But today is March 17th, and we call it St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, what was so special about this guy? Right? And in Romans 12:20, it says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You know, yesterday I was working in my house, so I was in and out of my house pretty much all day. And when I do that, I have the TV on, so when I go inside, I get a glimpse. And then I was making some cabinet doors, and part of the process is I have to iron on a band around the edge to hide the ply. So, you know, I got to actually iron, you know, like, I cannot iron clothes, but I can iron wood. So I have the TV on, watch the Dodgers game, it's pretty good, then I'm ironing. And then Star Wars is on. You guys, was on like all day, and I was watching it. And it came to the part where Anakin was having all these dreams about his mother, and then he said, "I gotta go." So he goes back and he finds her like half dead. You guys remember that part? She's all beat up and like she's ready to die, and then she dies in his arms, and he is mad. He is boiling mad. He is so filled with rage. Later in the movie, he tells Queen Amidala that, I killed them. I killed them all. Men, women, and children. And his rage got the best of him. I think that was, if you watch the Star Wars movie, that was like a turning point in his life where he just went off the deep edge and never came back. And when I was thinking about that, I thought about this scripture, do not be overcome by evil, which he did, but overcome evil with good. And although it's just a movie, you know, we can see this scripture in that movie, because he did get overcome by evil. He did not overcome the evil with good. So, This guy named Sukkot, this was his name before it was changed to Patrick, St. Patrick, the one we know. He, when he was young, he was kidnapped by foreigners. He was born in Britain. His family was Christian, but he was kind of like on the fence, kind of like you say. And when the Irish guys went raid their village, they took him away. And they took him to Ireland, where they sold him into slavery. And I was reading this story, and I was like, wow, kind of sounds like Joseph, yeah? You know, except Joseph was his brothers who did that to him. So they took him. They took him to Ireland, sold him into slavery. And when he was there, they put him in charge of the sheep, the animals. It's like, oh, sounds like David. You know, so he had all this time. And then in this time, they say that he had a lot of time to pray. So he was talking to God for these 6 years that he was captive. And in that 6 years, he said he heard God in a dream. Now is your time to leave. So being that they left him all alone with the animals, he just had to walk, like they say, 200 miles to the coast, catch a ship, and back to Britain. And it's an interesting story because he went back to Ireland. I mean, he went back to Britain, and he kind of changed his life. And he changed his name to Patricius or Patrick. And then years later, they say he went back to Ireland as a missionary. I mean, either he was running away from something in Ireland, I mean in Britain, or he was really, his heart really changed. And he went back to get those people saved. Because you think about it, what kind of person would go and return to his captors to get them saved? Nobody in their right mind. I mean, would you go back to your enemies to get them saved? What's up with the wind? Okay, so who was complaining that it was hot? Other than me. Okay, just me. So March 17, today, St. Patrick's Day. And we may not know too much about this guy, but we can learn a great lesson about forgiveness from him. They say St. Patrick became a 5th century Roman British Christian missionary, a bishop in Ireland. Or they say he maybe had been the apostle of Ireland, the primary patron saint of Ireland. He is respected in many of the churches. And the dates of his life cannot be like fixed exactly, but they say it was like the 4th or 5th century. Early medieval traditions credit him with being the first bishop of Armagh, and a high-ranking bishop at that. Yeah. And he went to Ireland to bring Christianity to them, converting a society of people practicing that there were many different gods. So he brought Christianity to this pagan nation. And they say we celebrate St. Patrick's Day on March 17 because it's the supposed day of his death. And, you know, I don't know how they turned St. Patrick's Day into like a big drinking thing. You notice that? The world is so evil, yeah? I mean, go figure that. But that's a supposed, it's celebrated, the day of his death is supposed to be celebrated today. And you think about what he did and why he did it. I mean, what would cause a captor to return, a captive to return to his captors? You know, with concern for their future. I mean, how many of you have enemies out there? Come on. The rest of you are lying. We're going to have to do a sermon about lying soon, no? But, I mean, would you really, honestly, find yourself going back to your enemies and say, you know what, I forgive you, I love you, Jesus is real, and I want to share him with you because I am concerned for your future? How many of us actually do that? Not too much of us, because we're honest, right? Have you ever gone back to someone who wronged you because you were concerned about their future? Why not? What does the Bible say? How many of you brought your Bibles? Yay! How many of you know where the book of Acts is? Yay! In the Old Testament or the New Testament? Yeah. Okay, so who wrote Acts? Paul? Luke. Luke. Okay, so turn it up. Turn to Acts chapter 9. Yeah. So here's the first point. God's love can move us to do remarkable things. But more than remarkable, God's love can move us to do unthinkable things, impossible things. God's love is that powerful. Look what God's love did to me. It moved me to go start a church. How's that? The guy who barely passed speech in high school because I was just so afraid of getting up in front of people and speak. And look what God's love did that. It's crazy. So in Acts chapter 9. So here's what's happening in Acts chapter 9. Okay, Saul was this mean, bad guy going around arresting and persecuting Christians. That's what he set out to do. Just arrest them, beat them, throw them in jail. Okay? That's what's his mission. He was a Pharisee. And one day he was going down the road on his horse to Damascus, and boom, God just knocked him off his horse. How many of you had to be knocked off your horse by God so he can get your attention? Yeah, it hurt, yeah? And we wish we just turned to him sooner before the pain. Somehow that doesn't work with us because we're not that smart. Only some of you who are smart enough that turned to God before the pain came. I wasn't one of those. Yeah? So he got knocked off his horse. He got blinded. And then he had to be grabbed by the hand and led into the city. Okay? So here he is, praying to God now, and then God hears his prayer, and he calls this guy Ananias. And in Acts chapter 9 verse 11, it says, "The Lord said, go over to Straight Street, to the house of Judas. When you get there, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is praying to me right now. I have shown him a vision of a man named Ananias coming in and laying hands on him so that he can see again." Okay, so Ananias knows the reputation of this guy. Here's his response. "But Lord," how many of you like, you know, when he asked me to speak and to do this, but Lord, I barely passed speech. But Lord, I cannot read good. But Lord, who am I to go stand? How many of you made that kind of excuses? Yeah? But Lord, no. But Lord, no. You know, I cannot do this. I cannot do that. Remind me of Moses when God called Moses. But you know, I cannot speak well. He's no different from us because he's trying to make excuses now. "But Lord," exclaimed Ananias, I've heard many people talk about the terrible things this man has done to the believers in Jerusalem. And he is authorized by the leading priest to arrest anyone who calls on your name." So he's like, oh. You know, if God calls you to do something, what are you going to do? Are you going to go, "But Lord, but, no buts," right? Just gotta go. Yeah? Has God's love for you and God's love in you moved you to forgive someone? Because if he has, you know what you need to do, right? And that's not sit in your seat, right? You need to go and forgive if God moves you because of his love. Has God's love ever even just moved you at all? Because I hope so. If God's love has never moved you, then maybe you don't realize how much God does love you and what he did for you so that we can experience his love. God's love moved me to quit my job to start working at New Hope. God's love moved me to stop swearing and cussing, stop using drugs. God's love moved me to rearrange my priorities. God's love allowed me to love others. You know, God's love is very powerful, and it can cause you to do many things. The thing is, sometimes we don't want to listen. How many of you men or women have selective hearing? Huh? Yeah, I mean, I do. Sometimes I just want to hear the good stuff, not the bad stuff. Yeah? So God's love can move us to do remarkable, unthinkable, and impossible things. You may think that forgiving someone is impossible, but with the power of God, it is possible. Amen? Number two, revenge. You know, revenge, they say revenge is a dish best served cold. Who said that? I don't know. It was on a movie, I think. But revenge isn't an option. You know, before, remember before we came to Christ? I don't get mad. I get even. Remember? Yeah, how many of you said that? I don't get mad. I get even. You know, flat your tires and sugar in the gas tank, brake fluid on the car. You know, all those peel out things. That's how I used to think. I never did it, but I thought like that. Yeah, because we wanted revenge. We wanted justice. But then when we come to Christ, you know, we know that the Bible says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I will repay. The only unfortunate thing is I'm not there to watch them get their payment. And sometimes we just want to be there just to like, yeah, you see? You see? When I was building my house with my friend, I stuck my middle finger at him because we was fucking around. And then not 2 minutes later, I slammed it with a checkered face framing hammer. I mean, right dead smack on my fingernail. And he laughs at me. You see? You see? God works in mysterious ways. And I was like, man, I was speechless. I was like, man, I should have never showed him that finger. I tell you, but God, and you know when God gets revenge, sometimes we just want to be there to gloat, but it's not our part. We just need to like, okay, you know what? God going to take care of you better than I went. So that's between you and God now. 1 Thessalonians 5:15. See that no one repays another with evil for evil. Because that's how we used to think before. Evil for evil. You get me, I get you. But always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people. So when you read the Bible and you understand what it's saying, we cannot like, okay, I'm gonna get you back. We gotta say, oh, how can I do good to this person who done bad to me? And you know what? I think if we can learn that, we will be so much better off returning a blessing for a curse, being nice to someone who did bad to us. You know, St. Patrick must have had this written on his heart. That's the only reason I could think of why he would go back to his captives in order to save them from hell. Now here's the thing. Now that we know what Scripture says, okay, now that we know that the Bible says, see that no one repays another evil for evil, okay, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people. Now that we know what we need to do, we need to seek after that which is good for one another and for all people. Now we know that, and now we get to obey that. Okay, because knowledge is half the thing, but now that we know that, we got to think, okay, how can I apply that in my life? How can I repay good for the people who done bad to me? Romans 12:14, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. I still got to learn this part when I'm driving, right? And I was taking Jennifer and Janiyah to the airport on Tuesday morning, early in the morning. And I was coming down the Pond Ever stretch, and this guy just went like, right in front of me. We just missed him. I had to slam my brakes. And I told Jennifer, this always happens to me. And my wife said, God is testing you. So she's my witness. It's always happening to me. And I get mad. And I think I called the guy a knucklehead. And I did not bless him. I cursed him. And like, go kick me because I'm still learning these things as you are. So the things that we learn from St. Patrick. You know, how many of you are going to eat corned beef and cabbage tonight? Oh, I feel sad for the rest of you, man. How many of you already ate them, that's why? You ever figured out why is it corned beef and cabbage? You know, they say back in Ireland, it used to be bacon and cabbage because bacon was readily available. Yeah, so bacon and cabbage would be pretty good, yeah? I could do that. But they say when they came to America, the bacon wasn't as available as corned beef, so they the beef brisket, so they did that. So when you sit down and you eat your corned beef and cabbage, remember St. Patrick and what he did to save the Irish people and why he didn't. See, forgiving others is a choice that you and I, we get to make. Yes, it is a command given by God in the Bible. Mark 11:25. I like Mark. I like this scripture. Whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive your transgression. So in order for us, that God would forgive us, we got to forgive others. It's a choice we get to make. I mean, we could disobey and deal with the consequences later. You know, if St. Patrick never chose to go back to Ireland, he may have been okay. But I believe that when he went back, it healed him of bitterness and unforgiveness and other things associated with unforgiveness. Could you imagine if he never went back? Every time he seen an Irishman, he would start boiling. Every time he seen one four-leaf clover, he got mad. Every time they talked about Irish, he would, you know, something inside would well up. But I think when he went back, it kind of healed him. He saw things as God would see it. He saw them as someone he loved, and he died for someone worth saving. The thing is, we have to remember forgiveness. Okay, it's not for the other person. You heard this before. It is for you. Because when we cannot forgive, that other person is holding us captive, our emotions. Because every time we see them, we're going to think bitter thoughts, and they're controlling our emotions because we cannot forgive. So when we forgive, it's not for the other person. They probably left and long gone, left that thing behind and long gone. It's us, the one hanging on to it, the bitterness. Every time you think of them, you see them, you're letting that other person control your emotions. It's holding you captive. So if there's someone out there that you need to forgive, go do it. Because the love of God that is in you can move you to do remarkable things. That's including forgiveness. Even if you think it's impossible, even if you think like it's unthinkable, even if they did something really bad to you, the power of God's love that is in you can give you the strength to forgive others. And on top of that, just imagine how much you have been forgiven and the eternal life that you have been given so that you can live this freedom. Amen. You may put away your notes. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. I just was thinking last week, we talked about the church. Yeah? How many of you went out there and you actually was the church? Yeah? Because like I said, if we keep the church on Sunday and in this place, that's the max, that's it. But if we remember we are the church and we go out there, we love, we forgive, right? And we bring back people to Christ. That is our job. Amen? Thank you, worship team. I want to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes. Maybe you need to receive forgiveness from God, because the Bible says that if we confess our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, then we will be saved, because we confess with our mouth, yeah, and with our heart we believe. And that's how we receive Jesus. So with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you want to accept Jesus, would you pray this prayer with me now? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? I want to pray for you. Anybody out there? God bless you. Anybody else out there? Thank you, Lord. You have seen the hands, the hearts. And I pray that they would walk with you from this day forward, that we would teach them how to love you, how to walk with you, how to serve you. Lord, I pray for anyone here who is thinking about forgiving someone. Lord, I pray that you would give them the strength they need to forgive so that they can be set free. Thank you so much, Lord, for this valuable lesson that we learned on this day that we celebrate St. Patrick's Day. We love you and we pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Would you stand and join us and we're going to sing.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Kea, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.